Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Raghavan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Saul Raghavan. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive towards the mound. Raghavan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to third. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. Tipton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ginsburg out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Raghavan reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raghavan scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raghavan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg bunts towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon bunts towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Raghavan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to third. Raghavan moves to second. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Ginsburg scores. Raghavan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirtz scores. Ginsburg moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski juggles the ball. That's an error on Krahoski. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raghavan fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Pete Suter. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Joe Tipton. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Joost reaches second base with a double. Shantz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Raghavan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Todd Davis now playing second base. Joe Astroth now catching. Hank Weiss now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into Juiced, who tags Kell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Limmer now playing first base. Ferris Fain now playing left field. Dave Philly now playing third base. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Lepon moves to second. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Saul Raghavan. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry pinch runs for Charlie Keller. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 4 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Fain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 4 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Bud Sushok pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sushok scores. Mullen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.